are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. See, you are holy. You are holy. Oh, you are holy. Oh, you are holy.
You are holy.
You are holy. Sing hallelujah. A los ángeles en esta mañana, Señor, y cantamos a ti, mi Señor, aleluya. Cantamos a tu nombre, Señor, levantamos tu nombre en alto en esta mañana, Señor. Oh, rimanda la machete, remeque a la mande, y ramanchende remeque en la macereme. Oh, aleluya. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy. Orianda la maseria, manda la mastereme, y ramanse tereme, y quita la mansere, mi anda la mastoromo. Oh, gracias, Señor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence, this place. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah.
And I hear the Lord say that I have been releasing my spirit upon the earth. The word of God is going forth to the nations to breathe life and hope and purpose into a lost and dying world. It is my desire, God, that is my desire for you, not that you shall just live, but have a life more abundantly, to have a life of purpose and hope above yourself. I am searching, God says, for a people that will set themselves apart, that will set themselves apart for a higher calling than themselves. I'm telling you, the Lord is moving in the nations of the world. God is sending prophets and apostles around the world to awaken the church, to awaken His people, to stir them to war, to stir them to see. Does it not say those that have eyes and those that have ears to hear, listen to what the Lord is saying? Today, God is, there's a voice, there's a sound coming from heaven saying, will you serve me? Will you set your life apart for me? Will you do more than just exist? But will you have the promises I have for you? Will you step into the call of God I have for you? Will you go to the nations? Will you go wherever your Lord calls you to? I'm telling you, there's a shift right now. There's something in this room. But there's something to the nations, and it's a call from God. It's a call from God for His people, that they might see what He sees, that they might step out into what God has called them to do. Because a lost and dying world is waiting for you. Not just the ones that speak, but the lost and dying are waiting for you. You are the answer to their problems. Jesus that lives on the inside of you, you are the answer because He lives in you. You are the hope of glory. Today is your day. Today, I'm telling you something, as I was standing in the back there, God said something is shifting in the supernatural. Something is changing in the atmosphere. And the Lord has said, will you be a part? Because right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we loose, Father, that spirit of the living God. Lord, no matter where we're at in our personal lives, God, Lord, we say we surrender, God. We surrender to your will. We surrender to your call, God. Lord, whatever you ask of us, Lord, we will do. Lord, let us be your people that go forth into the nations, into the region. Lord, there's not one here that does not have a grand purpose and a plan for your life. I want you to really hear that. I keep hearing the Lord say, there's not one here that God does not have a grand purpose and a plan. God says, I have need of you. Will you be the one? Will you be the ones?
Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah for your comfort. Hallelujah. Well, it's watching me, and we were trying to figure out each other, but he has become one of my best friends in Central America, and he has become one of our greatest assets, for we don't have to run all over the place to look for the man, the woman that God has sent. We just go to El Rios because of his influence, and influence is power. Do you realize that? And you have influence, each one of us in our family. Prophetically, what Jeff was saying, you have influence. And each one of you have influence. Now, you have to hear this. You have to hear this deeper than, you know, your next week or your next 2 days. You have to hear it, that you're much more important. You're much more important than you think you are. You're a great people, and God's going to use you in the days ahead to touch the nations. Amen. Why I say this is the biggest youth rally in Nicaragua was several years ago, and El Rios was the one that put that on. 30,000 young people get 30,000. In the history of Nicaragua, there hasn't been that many young people coming together to worship, praise, and give their lives to Jesus Christ. Now, why is God doing this divine connection? You see, it's much more. Sometimes you come back home and it's like you got 100 people. But we talked about 30,000 young people. And I really believe that God is releasing the power of evangelism on the earth, not only in Nicaragua, but in Thief River Falls. And you kind of see right now, let's just 2 more Sundays, 5 more Sundays. How about how many people can this place hold? We start gathering the nations. Liberia, how many people in Liberia can come to this place? How many people from Mexico can come to this place? How many people from Africa can come to this place? We can make the room. We can make it because we're a house of many nations. Amen. And I challenge us some way in the Holy Spirit that we would become what we've been called to be. Stan Tweet, you've been called to be one that would walk on the soil of Africa and prophesy the words of the Lord. I heard it. God hasn't changed his mind about it. He's as concerned about that prophecy 20 years ago, 15 years ago, as it is today. Dan, Rex, the very evangelistic call that has been on your life for all your life, God hasn't forgot you, Dan. And he spoke it. It's there. And anything God speaks to you, Jeremy, when you took off running today, oh, look at the fool is running. Well, God will take the foolish things of this earth and he'll confound the wise. And some of you are a little too wise in your own thinking because the run around the room changed the whole atmosphere. Come on. God is into changing atmosphere more than he's into just touching us for a moment of time. Amen. And so we have an opportunity to sow. We're declaring war in the name of Jesus on the devil and his demons and the powers that think they have this thing all wrapped up. I want to tell you something. God Almighty is on the throne. And Jesus Christ is ready to come and blow a trumpet blast to the people, and we will arise before he arises to come to get us. We are going to arise before he comes to get us. I really believe that in the Holy Ghost. And there's going to be nations that are going to arise, and through the little door, I said through the little door, the big things will come. Hallelujah. There was a prophetic word given to my brother. It was a big door, And there was great things coming through there. There was a medium-sized door, and there was things coming through there, less things, because it's medium-sized. But the great things will come through the little door. And I'm hearing little churches having great things coming out of them to destroy the works of the devil. You know, we're not little anymore. We're great. Amen. Man, he's supposed to be doing the preaching. I'm stopping. We have an opportunity to sow into the kingdom. And Spanish to English, but I start hearing the things that people have been involved in. And as I see what God is putting together, it excites me greatly. It humbles me greatly, because why not just be a church of 75 people in northern Minnesota? Or why not be a church of thousands and literally millions of people all over the earth? And that's our choice. We can be a church of 75 people in northern Minnesota. It'll be great. We'll prophesy. We'll have prophets come in, da-da-da-da-da. Or we will be a church that will rise up, each of us, and say, I am going to declare my destiny in my life. Because destiny is not that you're going to sit here for 25 years and hear Pastor Jake and Tom and anyone else, Pastor Jim, and no, that's not destiny. That sounds like slavery as far as I'm concerned. Hallelujah. But God's doing some great, great things. There is here a word of the Lord that's coming now. This, if you will take, and of course there's the battle of the languages, but if you will grab it and you will grab these scriptures, it will change your life. In fact, if you get these scriptures here and you carry them out for 1 year's time, you'll not be the same person as you were today. And I'll see a different person. You'll see a different person as we present this. How are we doing for hookup? All right. Okay. Looks like. Yeah. It's kind of all them languages going through the building. Okay. We're on right frequency. Hallelujah. Elrio's we had an interpreter coming from Virginia, I think. And then she could not make it. And so Elvio said, well, I'm going to have to go looking. And he found his uncle, Alfredo. And Alfredo, this is what he told me last night. He said, I want to serve God. I want to be with God. And I want to be obedient. So he said right away, when Elvio said, hey, could you come to Minnesota? And he said, yes. Then about 5 minutes later, he goes, oh, no. I said, yes. And he has come from Sacramento, California, to assist his, it would be nephew, I would expect, uncle to, yes, to bring the word of the Lord. Now, it's very easy for him to come, and he could stand next to me and interpret very good from English to Spanish. He knows English. Then he can go to Spanish easier. But he has to go from Spanish to English, and he is from Guatemala. And so he had to capture the English language, and then he had to come back now and interpret from Spanish into English. Not easy. And I just believe there's miracles that God places in our midst that we kind of say, oh, that's not a miracle. That's a miracle. So we give you great honor today. Alfredo, as you're going to come. And Elvios, would you please come? Hallelujah. Let's give him a Community Church International welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Caroline, would you come and say some things too? And of course,
hallelujah.
Alfredo, you need to be here. Hallelujah. The voice hallelujah. Of Nicaragua from Guatemala and California.
Lights are very bright. Isn't that nice?
That's good. It's good for you.
God bless you. This is an honor, a privilege to be here with you guys. God is good. I rejoice. I'm happy to be here. First time in Minnesota. Amen. I'm blessed. Amen.
Aleluya. Doy gracias a Dios.
I give thanks to God.
Por la oportunidad.
For the opportunity.
Por el honor.
For the honor.
De estar acá con ustedes.
To be here with you.
Y agradezco al pastor.
I thanks the pastor.
Y le tenemos un gran aprecio, un gran cariño.
We appreciate, we have a big appreciation for his.
Somos parte de United Team International.
We're part of the United Team International.
Allá en Managua, Nicaragua.
In Managua, Nicaragua.
Y cuando ellos me preguntaron,
when they asked me,
¿conoces a la persona correcta en El Salvador?
Do you know the correct person in El Salvador?
Yo le dije sí.
I say yes.
Tengo un amigo en El Salvador.
I have a friend in El Salvador.
Sé que va a ser de bendición.
He's gonna be a blessing for United Teams.
Y le presenté al pastor Amabilek.
I introduced Pastor Amabilek to him.
Y yo creo que ha sido de bendición.
It's been a bless.
Para el pastor y para United.
For
team.
The pastors and the whole team of United.
Dios me ha permitido conocer muchas personas.
God has let me know a lot of people.
Con gran corazón para Dios.
With a big heart for God.
Ya que Dios me ha permitido también organizar cruzadas, conferencias.
God let me organize a big crusades and conference.
Realmente es un regalo de Dios.
It's a real gift from God.
Yo estaba en mi cuarto.
I was in my room.
Estaba orando.
I was praying.
Estaba en un sometimiento.
I was introduced to God.
Iba por un mes para Guatemala a predicar.
I was for a month to Guatemala.
Y antes de irme a ese viaje,
before I went to the trip,
yo estaba en ayuno y en oración.
I was fasting.
Y Dios habló a mi vida.
And God talked to my life.
Y Dios me dijo, Álvaro,
God told me, Álvaro,
te voy a levantar.
I will wake you up.
Y voy a hacer cosas grandes a través de ti.
I will do big things in your life.
Pero nunca me imaginé.
But I never think
que ese día Dios me iba a dar.
That day I will get it.
Ese regalo.
That
Dios
present.
Habló de manera audible.
God talked to me in a real voice.
Pude escuchar la voz de Dios.
I can hear the voice of God.
Y Dios lo hizo.
And God did it.
Y creo que viene más.
And something else is coming.
Porque Dios,
because God,
tiene la capacidad,
have the capacity,
para darte mil veces más,
to give you 1,000 times more,
de lo que ahora eres,
the, what you have right now.
En Deuteronomio capítulo 1.
Deuteronomy.
Si usted busca chapter 1, el capítulo 1,
chapter 1, verse 11,
en el versículo 11, Deuteronomio.
Deuteronomy.
Yes.
Yes.
11. Dice Jehová Dios de vuestros padres.
Jehová, God of your fathers.
Os haga mil veces más.
Make you 1,000 times as many as you are.
De lo que ahora sois. Y os bendiga.
And bless you.
Como os ha prometido.
As he has promised you.
Dios,
God,
te puede hacer mil veces más.
Can do 1,000 times more to you.
¿Te imaginas?
Can you imagine?
Si te hace el 10% o
10
veces más.
10%.
10 veces más, 100 veces más.
10 times, 100 times more.
Pero Dios tiene la capacidad.
But God has the capacity.
Para darte mil veces.
To give you 1,000 times.
Hacerte mil veces.
Make you 1,000 times
better. De lo que ahora eres.
Than you are right now.
Porque nuestro Dios es poderoso.
Because our God is good.
Y eso es lo que Dios puso en mi corazón.
That's what God put on my heart.
Que diera este versículo a ustedes.
To give you this verse.
Porque hay personas aquí.
Because there are people over here.
Que Dios le va a dar mil veces más.
That God will give you 1,000 times.
De lo que ahora tienen.
Than what you have right now.
Si tú lo crees, di amén.
If you believe, say amen.
Amen. Muchas veces.
So many times.
Dios nos da palabras.
God give us a words.
Cuando empecé la iglesia, porque Dios me.
When I start my church.
Comenzaron a profetizarme que iba a abrir una iglesia.
They were prophesizing me that I will open a church.
Y yo como que estaba un poco
I
así.
I was shaking.
Como que no quería dar ese paso.
You know, I didn't want to do that step,
así
to make
que
that step.
Empecé la iglesia.
I started the church.
Le creí a Dios.
I believed to God.
Y empecé la iglesia.
And I started the church.
En mi casa.
In my house.
En el garaje de mi casa.
In the garage of my house.
Hablé con mi pastor.
I talked to my pastor.
Dijo, Dios me está llamando a abrir la iglesia.
God is calling me to do it, build a church.
Él sabía el llamado que yo tenía.
He knows my call.
Y él me dijo, amén.
He
said,
amen.
Vamos a orar por ti.
I will pray for
Así
you.
Que llamó a mi esposa, me llamó a mí.
He called my wife and myself.
Y nos bendijo ante toda la congregación.
And he blessed in the front of the congregation.
Y dijo que les vaya bien.
You're gonna be good.
Y empezamos la iglesia con
we
mi mamá.
We started the church with my mother.
Con mi suegra.
With my mother-in-law.
Al inicio fue muy bonito.
At the beginning was very nice.
Porque le dábamos tacos, le dábamos de
Because
comer a la gente.
Because we used to give food to the people.
Así que tenía un buen grupo de personas.
We had a big group.
Y yo me sentí el pastor.
And I was feeling like
decía,
the pastor.
Wow, cómo está de llena la iglesia.
I was feeling very good.
Y el Señor me dice
the,
al tiempo.
God told me.
Ya no les des comida.
Don't give more food
Dales
to them.
Dales algo de tomar.
Give them something to drink.
Así que la mitad se fue.
The half of them went away.
Y yo dije, oh Dios.
Oh God.
Y después, al pasar del tiempo,
after the some time,
me dice Dios, no les des nada.
God told me, don't give them anything.
Los que queden contigo,
you know, the person that left,
esa va a ser la iglesia.
This is gonna be your church.
Así que le dije al grupo.
I told the little group that I have.
A partir de ahora yo no les voy a dar nada.
Since now on, I'm going to give you anything.
Los que queden aquí queden porque.
You know,
porque quieren buscar
de
Dios.
The people who will stay, that's what they want God to.
Así que quedaron como tres personas.
It was three people only at the time.
Pero cuando tienes un llamado,
when you have a call,
tú tienes que forzarte.
You have to put from yourself.
Creerle a Dios.
And believe to God.
Hoy somos más de 200 personas en
7 años. Today we are more than 200 people.
En 7 años.
In 7 years.
Y ya iniciamos, ya nació otra iglesia.
We start another church.
Y en 2 meses.
In 2 months.
Esa iglesia ya tiene 40
that
miembros.
That church had 40 people.
Y ya nació otra iglesia.
There is another one coming.
Que hay como unas 10 personas.
It's like about 10 people in the
Así
church.
Que Dios es fiel.
God is good.
Amen. God is faithful. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Cuando empecé la iglesia,
when I started the church,
pasé 2 años predicando.
2 years I was preaching.
No tenía predicadores.
I didn't have preachers.
¿Se puede imaginar?
Can you imagine?
2 años.
2 years.
Y solo yo predicaba.
I am the only one preaching.
Así que tenía muchas predicas.
I have a lot of things to do.
Pero siempre hay palabras
but always there's a word
que uno siente que son para un lugar.
That you feel is for a specific place.
Yo tengo una prédica.
I have a preach.
Y que al compartirla,
when I was sharing
yo siento que es para ustedes.
I feel that is for you, for this church.
Compartí algo a los hombres sobre eso.
I shared something with the meetings of yesterday's.
Pero no quiero que solo ellos se queden con esa bendición.
But I don't want only them to take that,
sino
that
que,
message.
Sino que todos los que están presentes.
But everybody over here.
Puedan recibir esa palabra.
You can take this word.
Amén.
Amen.
Y vamos a ir a segundo libro de Crónicas.
We will go to the second book of Chronicles.
Amén. Aleluya. Esta prédica le he titulado Lo Bueno.
This message I will title The Good.
Lo Correcto.
The Correct.
Y Lo Verdadero.
And The Truthful.
Diga conmigo, Lo Bueno.
The Good. Say it with us. The Good.
Lo Correcto.
The Correct.
Y Lo Verdadero.
And The Truthful.
Amén.
Amen.
Capítulo 31, versículo 20.
Verse 31.
Well, no, chapter 31.
Chapter 31.
Verse 20.
Verse 20.
Hallelujah. capítulo 31, versículo 20.
Chapter 31, verse 20.
Dice así la palabra del Señor.
Say this way.
De esta manera hizo Ezequías en todo Judá.
This way Ezekiah did.
Y ejecutó lo bueno.
He did the good.
Recto.
Correct.
Y verdadero delante de Jehová.
And truthful in front of Jehovah's presence.
En todo cuanto emprendió en el servicio de la casa de Dios.
In everything that he did in the house of the Lord.
De acuerdo con la ley y los mandamientos.
According with the law and the commandments.
Buscó a su Dios.
He was searching for God.
Lo hizo de todo corazón.
He did with all his heart.
Y fue prosperado.
And he was prosperous.
Padre, gracias te doy en esta hora.
I give you thanks, you Father.
Abre los corazones, las mentes.
Open our hearts.
Gracias te doy por permitirme estar en este lugar.
Thank you for letting me be in this place.
Bendice a toda esta congregación.
Bless all this congregation.
Dales mil veces más.
Give them 1,000 times more.
De lo que ahora son.
From what they have right now.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yo nací en un hogar cristiano.
I born in a Christian house.
Pero cuando tenía 12 family. Años.
When I was 12 years old.
Yo fui a una cruzada, un evento masivo.
I went to a crusade.
Y nunca se me olvida.
I never forget.
Que yo recibí a Cristo.
I received Jesus.
En una cruzada evangelística.
In a crusade.
Hay mucha gente que
there
ha recibido
a, lot of people
a Cristo en las cruzadas.
That they received Christ in those crusades.
Mas nunca me imaginé,
but I never think
que yo iba a organizar cruzadas.
That I will organize crusades.
Y hay muchas personas,
there is a lot of people
que yo me he encontrado,
that I've been meeting.
Y me dicen, hey, pastor.
Hey, pastor.
¿Se acuerda de aquella
can
cruzada?
You remember that crusade?
En tal ciudad.
In X city.
Yo le dije, amen.
Amen.
Yo recibí a Cristo ahí.
I received Christ over there.
Y eso es un gozo para
it
mí.
It is a pleasure.
Cuando puedo encontrarme a
when I can find somebody
que me dijo,
que told me
yo recibí a Cristo,
I get Jesus.
Así que Dios me ha permitido,
God has led me to
a guiar a muchas personas,
guide to a lot of people
a través de los eventos,
you know, by the events.
Yo agradezco a todos ustedes,
I thank you all of you
por dejar mandar al pastor allá
to let your pastor go over there,
porque ha sido de gran bendición.
It has been a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Yo quiero su atención.
I would like your attention.
Porque yo sé que este mensaje le va a ayudar y le va a bendecir.
I know this message will help you.
Dice la Biblia que Ezequías.
The Bible says Ezekiah.
Hizo lo bueno.
He did the good.
Hizo lo correcto.
The correct.
Hizo lo verdadero.
And the truthful.
Todo lo que emprendió.
Everything that he started.
Lo hizo de corazón.
He did it from his heart.
Lo hizo de corazón.
He did it from his heart.
Buscó a Dios.
He put God.
Buscó a Dios.
He looked for God.
Y fue prosperado.
And he was prosperous.
Porque cuando tú haces las cosas
when you do things
de corazón,
from your heart,
entonces Dios te prospera.
God will prosper you.
Y Dios te bendice.
He will bless you too.
Y Dios te protege.
He will protect you.
Así que si vemos la historia,
if we see the story,
el padre de Ezequías,
the Ezekiah's father,
fue Acaz.
He went to Acaz.
Y Acaz.
Y Acaz.
Dice la Biblia que hizo lo malo.
The Bible says he did the bad.
Hizo lo malo ante Dios.
He did the bad things before God.
Se apartó de Dios.
He went away from God.
Se fue en pos de dioses ajenos.
He went, you know, against other gods.
Comenzó a crear altares.
He started making altars.
Para diferentes dioses.
For different gods.
Así que Dios se molestó.
God, he got upset.
Y él cayó en ruina.
He was destroyed.
El reino cayó en manos de sus enemigos.
Went to the other hands.
Incluso cayó en manos
even in hands
de sus propios hermanos.
His brothers.
De las otras tribus.
The different tribes.
Así que Dios estaba molesto.
He was upset. The God was upset.
Con Acaz.
With Acaz.
Con el comportamiento de este rey.
With his way of act.
Dios levanta a un joven.
God wake up a young guy.
Tenía 25 años.
He was 25 years old.
Su nombre era Ezequías.
His name was Ezekiah.
Pero él tenía otro corazón.
But he has a different heart.
Él quería buscar de Dios.
He was looking for God.
Él quería hacer las cosas correctas.
He wants to do the right thing.
Él quería hacer las cosas buenas.
He wants to do the good.
Y quería thing. Hacer lo verdadero para Dios.
He wants to do the truthful for
así
God.
Así que lo primero que Ezequías hace.
The first thing he did.
Está en el capítulo 29.
Chapter 29.
En el versículo 3.
Verse 3.
Dice la palabra del Señor.
The word of God says.
Que en el primer año de su reinado.
The first year of his reign.
En el mes primero.
The first month.
Abrió las puertas.
He opened the door.
De la casa de Jehová.
The house of the Lord.
Y las reparó.
And he repaired.
Lo primero que hace.
The first thing he did.
Es reparar.
Repair.
La casa.
The house.
Es reparar.
Repair.
Lo que está destruido.
Something that is destroyed.
Reparar.
Repair.
Aquello que ya no sirve.
Something that is no good.
Lo primero que él hace.
The first thing he did.
Es reparar la casa.
Repair the house.
Usted no le va a gustar vivir en una casa.
You don't like to live in a house.
Que tenga las ventanas abiertas.
That everything is broke.
Que todo está sucio.
Everything is dirty.
Que hay pura telaraña.
There's
y
a lot of stuff around the house.
A nadie le va a gustar vivir.
Nobody likes
así.
To live in the house like that.
Lo primero que tenemos que
the first
hacer
thing we have to do
es reparar.
Repair.
Aquí hay cosas que no están bien en nuestra vida.
The things that are not good in our lives.
Por eso cuando él empieza.
That's why when he
lo primero que
the first thing he did
es reparar la casa.
Repair the house.
Porque es muy importante entender este principio.
That is important to understand these principles.
Que Dios quiere que nuestra
God
vida
wants our lives
esté reparada.
It be repaired.
Hay áreas en nuestra vida. Luchamos hasta con nuestro propio carácter.
We fight against our own character.
Y de ahí hay cosas que tenemos que reparar.
There are things that we have to repair.
Muchas veces con nuestro comportamiento.
Sometimes the way we act.
Arruinamos cosas.
We ruin everything.
Y tenemos que reparar
and
eso.
And we have to repair that.
Amen.
Amen.
Número dos.
Number two.
Dice la Biblia.
The Bible
en
says.
En el versículo 4.
Verse 4.
Que llamó a todos los levitas.
He called all the Levites.
Llamó a todos los sacerdotes.
He called all the priests.
Dice en el versículo 4.
Verse 4.
Que los reunió.
They gather all of them.
Hizo una gran asamblea.
He make an assembly.
Los reúne.
They gather them.
Y le dice, oídme levitas.
Listen, Levites.
Santificaos ahora.
Santificados now.
Y saquen de su vida.
Take out of your life.
Toda inmundicia.
Everything that is no good.
Dios nos llama.
God calls us.
A limpiar la casa.
To clean our house.
Hay que limpiar la casa.
We have to clean our house.
Y sacar.
To take out.
Toda inmundicia.
Everything that is no good.
Sobre todo.
Even
los que participamos del altar.
The, you know, everybody that we participate in the altar.
Por eso Ezequiel dice.
Ezequiel says.
Todos los levitas.
All Levites.
Todos los que trabajan en la obra de Dios.
Everybody that works on the obra de God.
Es muy importante.
It's very important.
La santificación.
The sanctification.
Es muy importante.
It's very important.
Humillarse ante Dios.
Be humble.
Y apartarse.
Separate
de aquellas cosas
from the things
que nos afectan.
That bother us.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque cuando tú estás
because when you're over here,
dirigiendo,
directing,
entonces tú eres como un puente.
You are like a bridge.
Donde Dios fluye.
Where God flows.
Y Ezequías entendía eso.
And Ezekiah understood that.
Entonces es muy importante.
That is very important.
Nuestra santificación.
Our sanctification.
Santificarnos.
Sanctify ourselves.
Sacar.
Take out.
Toda inmundicia de nuestra
everything
vida.
Everything that is no good from our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Fue bueno.
He was good.
Fue correcto.
He was correct.
Y fue verdadero.
He was truthful.
Lo tercero que él hace.
The third thing that he did.
Está en el versículo 10.
Is verse 10.
Ezequías. Necesitaba.
He was in need.
Una determinación en su vida.
He needs a determination in his life.
Y a mí me llamó la atención el versículo 10.
It called my attention, verse 10.
Cuando él dice, ahora pues.
When he says.
Yo he determinado.
I took the determination.
Capítulo 29, versículo 10.
Chapter 29, verse 10.
Yo he determinado.
I take the determination.
Hacer un pacto.
Hacer a covenant. Make a covenant.
Con Jehová.
With Jehovah,
el Dios de Israel.
The God of Israel.
Para que nos aparte del ardor de su ira.
Then he can separate us from the bad things.
Él hizo un pacto con Dios.
He did a covenant.
Sabía que Dios estaba molesto.
He knew God was upset.
Por lo que su padre.
Because what his father
había hecho.
Did.
Pero él dice, yo voy a ser diferente.
But he said, I will be different.
No voy a cometer los errores de mi padre.
I will not make the mistakes that
quiero
my father
marcar
did.
Una diferencia.
I will mark a difference.
Y eso es lo que Dios hace.
That's what God does.
Y él dice, yo voy a ser diferente.
And he said, I will do different.
Muchas veces tenemos que hacer eso en nuestra vida.
Sometimes we have to do that in our lives.
Si tu padre fue un alcohólico,
if your father was an alcoholic,
tú tienes que marcar una diferencia.
You have to be a different.
No tienes que ser igual.
You don't have to be the same.
Si tu padre fue un drogadicto,
if your father was a drug addict,
entonces tú dices, yo no seré igual.
I don't have to be the same.
Yo voy a ser diferente.
I will be different.
Porque en Cristo,
because in Christ,
somos diferentes.
We are different.
Y podemos.
And we can.
Podemos lograrlo. Amén. Así que
then,
podemos ver un hombre determinado.
We can see a man with determination.
Un hombre o una mujer determinado.
A man and a woman with determination.
Es como alguien que está plantado en una roca.
There is something that is standing in a rock.
En la roca que se llama Jesucristo.
The rock that is Jesus standing
y,
up.
Y a ti no te va a mover nadie ni nada de tu fe.
Nobody will move you out of your faith.
Podrán venir tormentas.
We can come storms.
Podrán venir terremotos.
Can earthquake can come.
Podrán venir problemas.
Problems.
Pero tú estás en Cristo.
If you're standing on Christ.
Y tú dices, yo sé en quién he creído.
If I say I believe Christ.
Yo sé en quién, a quién le sirvo.
I know to who I serve.
No voy a retroceder.
I won't go backwards.
Voy hacia adelante.
I will go forward.
Porque estás determinado.
Because I have the determination.
A servir a Dios.
To serve God.
A hacer el llamado que Dios te ha hecho.
Have the call that He gave it to you.
Aquí hay personas con llamado.
There is people over here with a call.
Aquí hay personas que Dios ha puesto en su corazón a hacer algo.
There is people here that God has put something in your heart.
No importa.
No matter.
¿Cuántos problemas puedan venir?
How many problems will come?
Determínate por Dios.
You have to take the determination.
Tú lo puedes lograr.
You can do it.
Si yo me hubiera dado por vencido.
You don't have to give up.
Cuando empecé la iglesia.
When I started the church.
Y que quedó el pequeño grupo.
It was a small group.
Tal vez yo hubiera dicho, ah, pues no.
I may say.
No era de Dios.
It wasn't God.
No, yo le creía a Dios.
I believe God.
Yo sabía.
I know.
Que Dios me había dicho
God
que lo podía lograr.
God told me to do it.
Eso es lo que Dios quiere.
God, that's what God wants.
Que no nos demos por vencidos.
Don't give up.
Si Dios te ha dicho que va a hacer algo,
if God told you to do something and you,
Él lo va a hacer.
He will do it.
Dios cumplirá.
God will do it.
Dios cumplirá el propósito en tu vida.
God will do the purpose of your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Pero no te tienes que correr.
Don't go away.
Hacia adelante.
Always forward.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. En medio de los de las circunstancias.
In the middle of circumstances.
Determinado.
You have to have a determination.
De que lo puedes lograr.
De que you can do it.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Siento decir algo.
I feel to say something.
Tal vez estás luchando por un familiar tuyo.
You may be fighting for a family.
Tal vez tú quieres que alguien venga a Cristo.
Maybe you want somebody to come
to
Jesus.
No te des por vencido.
Don't give up.
Síguele hablando de Jesús.
Keep talking about Jesus.
Aunque tú mires que se pone peor.
Even if you see that it's getting worse.
La parte más oscura del día.
La
parte más oscura de la noche.
The part more dark of the night.
Es cuando ya va a amanecer.
Is when it's the night is going out.
Cuando está más oscuro.
When it's dark.
Es cuando ya va a salir el sol.
Is when the sun is coming.
Y muchas veces.
Sometimes.
Miramos que aquello está difícil.
We see that thing is very difficult.
Y uno dice, ya no se puede.
I say, I give up.
Si tú estás luchando por un familiar.
But if you're fighting for a family member.
No te des por vencido.
Don't give up.
Síguele hablando de Jesús.
Keep talking to that person about Jesus.
Creamos en las promesas.
We have to believe the promises.
Que seremos salvos nosotros y nuestra casa.
We are saved in our house.
Nuestra familia.
Our family.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén. Ezequías hizo algo.
Ezequiel did something.
En el capítulo 29, versículo 25.
Chapter 29, verse 25.
Hizo una fiesta.
He made a big party.
Hizo una celebración.
He made a celebration.
Y llamó a todos los cantores,
he
a todos los levitas.
Everybody.
Puso todos los instrumentos.
All his instruments.
Eso está en el versículo 25.
Verse 25.
Y dice que comenzaron a adorar.
They start praising.
En el versículo 29.
Verse 29.
Dice, cuando acabaron de ofrecer.
When they finished offering.
Se inclinó el rey.
The king kneeled down.
Y todos los que con él estaban.
And everybody that was with him.
Y adoraron.
And they praised.
En el versículo 30.
Verse duty.
Entonces el rey Ezequías,
then the king Ezekiah,
y los príncipes,
and the principal,
dijeron a los levitas,
they say to the Levites,
que alabasen a Jehová,
that praise God.
Y ellos alabaron con gran alegría.
And they praised with happiness.
Y se inclinaron.
And they knelt.
Y adoraron.
And they praised.
¿Cuántos están alegres aquí?
How many are happy over here?
Amén. Cuando tú vienes a la iglesia,
when you come to the church,
tú tienes que alabar a Dios con alegría.
You have to praise God with happiness.
No le adores todo triste.
Don't be upset.
Alegre.
You have to be happy.
Como los que pasaron corriendo.
Yes, like the people who ran over here.
Felices para Dios.
Happy for God.
Nota lo siguiente.
Note the next thing.
Cuando David,
when Dave
venía de casa de Obed,
was coming from the house of Obed.
Obed-Edom.
Obed-Edom.
No sé si han leído esa historia.
I don't know if you read this story.
Dice que David venía danzando.
It says David was dancing.
Venía feliz.
He was happy. He was coming happy.
Traían el arca.
He was coming with the ark.
Y él venía danzando.
And he was coming dancing.
Hay que danzar para Dios.
We had to dance for God.
Y la su mujer llamada Mical,
Mical,
la hija de Saúl,
the daughter of Saul,
lo miró.
He watched him.
Y le dice, "Hey, David."
Hey, Dave.
Pareces un cualquiera.
You look like anybody.
Mira cómo
else.
Cómo estás.
Look how you look.
Y David le dijo.
And Dave told him,
yo no danzo para ti.
I don't dance for you.
Yo lo hago para Dios.
I dance for God.
Si he de hacerme más vil. Si he de hacerlo más. Si tengo que hacerlo más.
If I have to do more.
Pues lo voy a hacer.
I will do it.
Porque yo no danzo para que tú me mires.
Because I don't dance that you can see me.
Yo danzo para que Dios me mire. Esa es la actitud de los hombres.
This is the attitude that we have.
Y las mujeres de Dios.
The people of God.
Que Dios quiere.
God wants.
Que lo adoremos.
To adore Him.
Que lo adoremos con alegría.
With happiness.
Porque Él es bueno.
Because He is good.
Así que cuando yo voy a una iglesia.
Then when I go to the church.
Yo miro que hay danza.
I see that
hay
people
instrumentos.
Dancing. Instruments.
Hay adoración y alabanza.
There is a praise.
Entonces yo miro a Dios contento.
Then I can see God very happy.
Porque eso es lo que Dios quiere.
Because that's what He wants.
Que lo adoremos.
To praise Him.
En espíritu y en verdad.
In spirit and truthful.
Amén.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Si el que está a la par tuya no adora ni no alaba.
If the next person to you don't praise God.
No te preocupes.
Don't be afraid.
Tú lo haces
no
para Dios.
No problem.
Y si el que está a la par tuya,
if the person next to you,
se pone a reír,
is laughing,
por cómo tú adoras,
because how you adore God,
no te preocupes,
don't worry.
A David también le pasó.
Today that happens to.
Amen.
Amen.
Así que si le pasó al rey David,
if that happens to Dave,
al rey David,
Rey Dave,
King David, si le pasó al rey David.
That happens to King Dave.
Te puede pasar a ti.
That can happen to you too.
Amen. Entonces, adoremos a Dios.
Let's pray God.
Que eso es bueno.
That's good.
Hay algo más que hizo.
There is something that he did.
Que está en el capítulo 31.
Chapter 31.
Recuerde que su padre.
Remember that his father
había hecho muchos altares.
He did a lot of altars.
Había hecho muchos altares.
He did so many altars.
Y entonces Ezequías dice,
Ezekiah says,
vamos a destruir todos los altares.
Let's go and destroy all those altars.
Todos los altares que puso mi padre.
All those altars that my father built.
¿Qué significa eso?
That what significa.
Que Ezequías
Ezekiah
quería que Dios fuera lo primero en nuestra vida.
He wants that God be our first thing in our lives.
Todo lo que esté tomando el lugar de Dios.
Everything that is taking God's place.
Lo vamos a destruir.
We have to destroy it.
Y vamos a dejar que Dios sea lo primero en nuestra
and
vida.
We have to let God be the first
eso,
one.
Eso está en el capítulo 31.
It's in chapter 31.
¿Por qué le digo esto?
Why do I tell you
porque
this?
En estos tiempos.
Because these days.
Estamos tan entretenidos.
We have, you know, a lot of things around us.
Que podemos pasar 2 horas en el teléfono.
We can be 2 hours on the phone.
Pero no podemos pasar 30 minutos
but
orando.
But we can be 30 minutes with God praying.
Pero sí tenemos tiempo para todo.
But we have time for everything.
Estamos tan ocupados.
We have been very busy.
Pasamos ocupados en el teléfono.
We busy on the phone.
Pasamos ocupados en la televisión.
We are busy on the TV.
Pasamos ocupados jugando.
We are busy playing.
Pero cuando se trata de orar,
but when it's come to pray,
no tenemos tiempo.
We don't have time.
Muchas veces,
sometimes,
estamos tan entretenidos.
We have a lot of things to do.
Estamos tan ocupados en otras cosas.
We are so busy.
Que no tenemos tiempo
that
para Dios.
Have time.
Y Dios quiere decirles.
God wants to tell you.
Hay que darle tiempo a Él.
We have to give time to Him.
Las cosas que te están tomando ese tiempo.
The things that are taking that time.
Tienes que examinar.
You have to check it out.
Yeah. Y si hay algún altar.
If there is something.
Si hay algo.
There is something else.
Que te está quitando el lugar.
That is taking your time.
Que le corresponde a Dios.
The time that is belong to God.
Destrúyelo.
You have to destroy.
Destrúyelo.
It. You have to destroy.
Destrúyelo.
It. You have to destroy.
Destrúyelo en el nombre de Jesús.
You have to destroy it in the name of Jesus.
Porque Dios tiene que ser lo primero.
Because God has to be the first one.
Amén.
Amen.
No dejes de buscar de Dios.
Don't let things happen. Just look for God.
Es bueno congregarse.
You have to congregate.
Es bueno venir a la iglesia.
It's good to come to the church.
Dice la Biblia que es bueno.
The Bible says it's good.
Cuando los hermanos habitan
when
juntos.
When the brothers and sisters get together.
Y adoran a Dios
and
juntos.
Praise God.
Eso es bueno.
That's good.
Y a Dios le agrada.
God will be pleased
cuando la congregación se reúne.
When the congregation get together.
Y vienen a adorar a Dios.
And come to praise God.
Este tiempo.
This time.
Hay que dárselo a Dios.
We have to give it to God.
La Biblia dice
the Bible says,
que si las primicias
if the primices
son santas,
saints,
lo es también la masa restante. Ok.
¿Cómo dice?
El domingo es el primer día.
The Sunday is the first day.
Si tú le das el primer día a Dios,
if we give the first day to God,
toda tu otra semana va a estar bendecida.
The whole week will be blessed.
Es muy importante.
That is very important.
Estar en el culto el domingo.
To be here on Sundays.
Y darle el primer día.
Give to God the first day.
A Dios.
To God.
La primicia, lo primero.
The prime thing.
Amén.
Amen.
Entonces aquellas cosas.
Those things.
Que pueden estarte distrayendo mucho.
Can taking a distraction out of you.
Si tú sabes que te va a afectar en tu vida cristiana.
If you think will affect your Christian life.
Entonces destruye eso.
You have to destroy that.
Que Dios sea lo primero en
God had to be the first in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Una cosa más.
One more thing.
Que hizo este rey.
Did this king.
En el capítulo 31.
Chapter 31.
En el versículo 5.
Verse 5.
Dice la Biblia.
The Bible says.
Que estableció una orden real.
Established an order.
Estableció un edicto, un mandamiento.
Establish an edict or commandment.
Y él dijo, hay que darle a Dios lo que es de
Dios.
We have
to give God that is belong to Him.
Así que establece una orden.
You have to establish an order.
Y la manda por todo el reino.
Like he said to the whole country.
Y dice, vamos a diezmar.
We will have to tithe.
Ya no le vamos a dar los impuestos.
We don't give the taxes.
Al rey de los sirios.
The king of the Syria.
Se lo vamos a dar a Dios.
We will give it to God.
Ya no le vamos a dar esa parte que le dábamos a.
We won't give the part.
Que los a la parte que le correspondía a los sirios.
The part that was for the Syrians.
Porque el imperio sirio tenía el control.
The imperial Syria has the control of everything.
Pero ellos dijeron no, vamos a darle a Dios mejor.
We will give to God better than them.
Entonces se establece en el versículo 25, en el versículo 5.
He established in verse 5.
Y dice cuando este edicto fue divulgado.
When this edict was all over.
Los hijos de Israel dieron muchas primicias.
The sons of Israel with the prime.
De grano, vino, aceite,
the ground,
miel.
Grain, oil.
Y de todos los frutos de la tierra.
From everything that they was producing.
Trajeron a sí mismo en abundancia.
They bring a lot.
Los diezmos de todas las
the
cosas.
The and offerings.
Y mira qué bonito esto.
See how good is this.
Dice que en el versículo 7.
Verse 7.
Que en el mes tercero.
In the third month.
Comenzaron a formar aquellos montones.
They start forming a lot of.
Y terminaron en el mes séptimo.
And they end on the month seventh.
Así que el rey pregunta.
Then the king asked,
¿De dónde salieron todos estos montones?
From where this all this stuff come from?
Y el sumo sacerdote le dice,
the priest says,
desde que el pueblo comenzó
since,
a dar ofrenda,
since the people start giving,
desde que empezaron a ofrendar,
since they start offering,
desde que empezaron a traer las ofrendas, los diezmos a la casa del Señor, and
to the house of the Lord,
Dios los ha bendecido.
God has been blessing them.
Y ha venido esta abundancia.
And they, this abundant came.
A muchos no les gusta hablar de este tema.
A lot of people they don't like to talk about this.
Pero es una realidad.
But this is a reality.
Porque el diezmo,
because the tithe,
representa prueba.
Represent something
representa un test.
There is a test.
Hay 10 mandamientos.
There is a 10 commandments.
Hubieron 10 plagas en Egipto.
It was 3 beaches in Egypt.
10 plagas en Egipto. ¿Sabe cómo decir 10 plagas?
No. No. There's the 10 I don't know how to say. I'm sorry.
El 10, el número 10.
10.
El número 10 en la Biblia.
The Bible.
Number 10.
Number 10 in
the Bible. It's a test.
Test.
You understand? Number 10 is a test. Entonces, cada vez.
Every time.
Que tú tienes que darle a Dios.
When you have to give to God.
Tú eres probado.
You have a test.
Amén. Por eso Dios te prueba.
That's why God tests you.
Mm-hmm. No todos pasan la prueba.
No everybody passed the test.
Pero en esta iglesia sí van a pasar la prueba.
In this church, everybody will pass.
Aleluya. Sí. Por eso hay 10 mandamientos.
That's why it's 10 commandments.
Amen. Amén. Ok. La Biblia dice que.
The Bible says.
Lo, bueno, más bienaventurado es dar que recibir.
You are blessed more when you give than receive.
Amén. O sea, darle a Dios es lo mejor.
Give to God is the best thing you can do it.
Porque si tú le das a Dios.
Because if you give to God.
Tú haces tesoros en el cielo.
You have a treasure in the heaven.
Amén. Y no hay nada mejor que darle a Dios.
There's nothing better than give to God.
Porque Dios no se queda con nada.
God doesn't keep anything.
Dios tiene el poder.
He has the power.
De hacerte mil veces más de lo que
tú. To make you a thousand better than you are right now.
Ese es el Dios que servimos.
That's the God we serve.
Mil veces más.
A thousand times.
Yes. Aleluya. Pero hay que pasar Hallelujah. Las pruebas.
But you have to pass the test.
Amen. Denle un aplauso al Señor. Así que cuando
Then,
cuando tú haces las cosas bien,
when you do things right, the right way,
el enemigo te quiere
the enemy
te quiere molestar.
Wants to bother you.
El enemigo te quiere quitar
the
la paz.
The enemy wants to take the peace away from you.
Así que hubo un rey malo.
There was a bad reign.
Llamado Sennacherib.
Sennacherib.
Era el rey de los asirios.
He was the king of Assyria.
Y él dice, ¿qué pasa con esta gente?
What's going on with these people?
Los vamos a ir a destruir.
We're gonna go and destroy them.
Ellos están destruyeron las estatuas.
They destroyed the statues.
Hicieron una gran fiesta.
They make a big party.
Trajeron las ofrendas a Dios.
They bring the offerings to God.
Entonces nosotros los vamos a ir a destruir.
We're gonna go and destroy them.
Y este rey llegó con 185,000 soldados.
Came in with 185,000 soldiers.
Y comenzó a retar.
They start, you know, asking them.
Y comenzó a hablar al pueblo.
They start talking to the people.
Me llama la atención esto.
It's called my attention.
Dijo muchas cosas malas.
He said a lot of bad things.
Pero en el capítulo 32.
But in chapter 32.
En el versículo 14.
Verse 14.
Con esto termino.
With this I will end.
Capítulo 32, versículo 14. Dice, ¿qué Dios hubo?
What God did.
Entre todos los dioses de aquellas
Between
naciones
all the gods in that nation,
que destruyeron mis padres
that they destroy, that my father destroyed,
que pudiese salvar a su pueblo de mis manos
can save from my hands.
¿Cómo podrá vuestro
How
Dios
can your God
librarnos de mi mano
take out of their hands.
¿Cómo?
How?
¿Cómo Dios?
How God?
¿Cómo su Dios?
How your God?
Los va a librar.
Can save you.
Ningún Dios.
No God can do it.
Pudo librar a todos los pueblos.
Save those towns.
A todos los pueblos que destruimos.
All those people that we'll destroy.
¿Cómo ese Dios que ustedes sirven?
How that God that you have?
Ya le voy a decir cómo.
I will tell you how.
Pero ese rey dice cómo.
That king says how.
Y Ezequías
and Ezekiah
estaba con Isaías, el profeta
was with
Isaías.
Isaías.
Estaba con el profeta Isaías.
With the prophet Isaías.
Y comenzaron a orar.
And they start praying.
Y en el capítulo 32, versículo 7.
Chapter 32, verse 7.
Todos búsquenlo, todos.
Everybody look for.
Capítulo 32.
Chapter 32.
Versículo 7.
Verse 7.
Esforzaos.
Take pride.
Esforzaos y animaos.
And go ahead.
No temáis.
Don't be afraid.
Ni tengáis miedo del rey de Asiria.
Don't be scared from the king of Assyria.
Ni de toda la multitud que con él viene.
The multitudes that comes with him.
Porque más hay con nosotros
because
que con él.
Because there is more with us than them.
Con él está el brazo de carne.
With them the human bodies.
Pero con nosotros está Jehová nuestro Dios.
Jehovah our God.
Para ayudarnos
to help us
y pelear nuestra batalla.
And fight our battles.
Dios tiene la capacidad.
God have the capacity
para ayudarte
to help you
y pelear tu batalla.
Fight your battles.
Dios te ayuda.
God help you
y pelea tu batalla.
And fight your battles.
No importa qué difícil sea.
No matter how difficult.
Pero Dios te ayuda.
God will help you.
Dile a alguna persona, Dios te ayuda.
Tell one person, God help you.
Amén.
Amen.
Entonces este rey dice, ¿cómo?
Then this king says, how?
¿Cómo lo va a librar?
How are they gonna keep us from them?
Viene Dios.
Then God
y les envía un ángel.
He sent an angel.
¿Usted sabe cuántos ángeles hay en el cielo?
You know how many angels are in the heaven?
Hay millones.
Millions.
Pero dice la Biblia.
But the Bible says.
Que Dios envió un ángel.
God just sent one angel.
Hágale así a alguien.
Un ángel. Do this to one person.
Un ángel. Uno. Uno. Un ángel. Un ángel.
One angel.
Uno. Uno.
One.
Uno. Uno. One. Uno. Un ángel.
One angel.
Yo estuve investigando.
I was investigating.
¿Qué pasó en esta guerra?
What happened in this war?
Según la historia.
Up to the story.
En una sola noche.
In one night,
le aparecieron tumores.
Es como was a lot of tumors.
Como que le vino una enfermedad respiratoria.
It's a illness, respiratory illness.
Y se murieron toditos.
And everybody died.
Eso dice la historia.
That's what the story
que
says.
Que en una noche,
in one night,
le dio una enfermedad respiratoria.
Some kind of illness, respiratory
y
illness.
Y se brotaron y se enfermaron todos.
They fall down.
Eso dice la historia.
That's what the story says.
Pero la verdadera historia.
But the real story.
Es que Dios mandó un ángel.
God sent an angel.
Y los enfermó a toditos.
And they make them ill.
Y se murieron todos.
And everybody died.
Porque ese es el Dios que tenemos.
Because that's the God we have.
Dios tiene el poder.
He had the power.
Solo un ángel.
Only one angel.
Para matar a 185,000.
To kill 185,000.
Amén.
Amen.
Aleluya. Dele un aplauso a Dios.
Give an hand to God.
One angel.
One angel.
One angel. Un ángel puede mandar
one
Dios
angel
para ayudarte.
Can come and help you.
Tal vez tendrás un problema legal.
You maybe have a problem.
Legal problem.
Legal problem.
Tal vez tengas un problema con tu salud.
Maybe you have a problem with your health.
Tal vez tendrás un problema familiar.
Maybe you have a family problem.
Tal vez tendrás cualquier problema.
Any problem.
Que el enemigo te acosa y
that
te dice
enemy is telling you,
Dios no te va a ayudar.
God don't help you.
Es como ese rey malo.
It's like that bad king.
Sennacherib. ¿Qué Dios pudo librarlos?
What God can help you.
¿Cómo Dios te va a ayudar?
How God will help you.
Muchas veces vienen esas voces.
Several times that voice come.
Y te dicen, mira cuánto tiempo.
See how many times
llevas orando por este milagro.
Praying for that miracle.
Y nunca pasó.
And never happened.
Mira cómo está tu situación.
Look how your situation is.
Mira que no puedes salir adelante.
See you can go ahead.
No le hagas caso a esas voces.
Don't trust those voices. Don't believe those voices.
Tú tienes que decir como dijo
you have to say, like
esforzaos y animaos.
You have to go ahead.
No tengas miedo.
Don't be afraid.
Con nosotros está Dios.
With us, God is
para ayudarnos
to help us
y pelear nuestras batallas.
And fight our battles.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén. Pónganse de pie.
Stand up, please.
Yo creo en un Dios de poder.
I believe in a power of God.
Yo lo creo.
I believe it.
Dios ha sido poderoso.
God has been powerful.
Con nosotros.
With us.
Él ha estado en todo lo que hemos hecho.
He's been with us in everything we have done.
Todos los proyectos.
All the projects.
Muchas veces nos hemos sentido frustrados.
Sometimes we've been frustrated.
¿Cómo vamos a hacer?
How we will do this?
¿De dónde vamos a conseguir
From
esto?
Where we will get this?
Dios es fiel.
God is good.
Amen. Yo, si hay personas aquí,
if there is a person
que tal vez tienen alguna batalla,
they need a, they have a battle.
Tienen tu confianza, tienen
you
que
have
estar
the
en
trust.
Dios. Tu confianza tiene que estar en Dios.
You have to believe in God.
Hallelujah. Gracias.
Hallelujah.
Si personas que sienten pasar al frente,
if,
y
if there is a people that wants to come to the front and
yo quisiera orar por aquellas personas.
I want to pray for those people.
Que dicen, yo necesito said, una ayuda divina.
I need a divine help.
Y vamos a creer en esta mañana.
And we have to help this morning.
Que esa ayuda viene para
that,
ti.
That help will come.
Que Dios te va a ayudar.
That God will help.
Que Dios va a pelear por ti.
That God will fight for you.
Así que si hay esa persona,
if there is that person,
yo le pido que pase al frente.
I ask you to come to the front.
Vamos a orar juntos.
We will pray together.
Amen.
Amen.
No importa cuál sea tu necesidad.
No matter what you're needed.
Dios te puede ayudar.
God can help you.
Aleluya. Aleluya. Sí. Amén. Vamos a orar.